pop quiz hotshot. We're driving into the adrenaline-fueled world of a 90s blockbuster movie where Keanu Reeves shows no fear, and Sandra Bullock proved that the public transportation system can be a white-knuckle thrill ride. What do? Jump on board for this all-new episode, that's what, and be sure to stay out of the slow lane. Hello and welcome to Totally 80s and 90s Recall. This is a podcast where we'll take a look at everything the radical decades, the 1980s and 90s had to offer, from music and movies to television and pop culture. If you're new to the show, be excited that you found us because you are about to have an awesome time. And for all of our returning listeners and subscribers, it's great to have you back. I am one of your hosts, David, joined as always by a man who did in fact attempt to grow a brain. It's my good friend, Rob.
I tried it once. And it wasn't for me.
It looks good on you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as it's become a theme here that when we have our friend in the house.
A letter.
We get a letter.
Letter. Yeah.
So today's letter comes to us from Pete Bell from Los Angeles. He writes, Dave, Rob, and Kurt, I'm a college basketball coach for the Western University Dolphins in Los Angeles and was under a lot of pressure. My team was not winning as often as it once did, and my successful program needed to attract new star players. But the brightest stars of the future, the so-called blue chip prospects, are secretly being paid by other schools. It goes without saying this practice is forbidden in the college game, but I was desperate after a recent losing season. There was a scholar booster that would stop at nothing to land these star high school players for our next season. I gave them the okay to do whatever it took. This included offering potential players a new car, a house, and a job to a player's mom, a tractor to one of the fathers, and even cash. A local sports writer suspected the scandal, and I continued to be contaminated by demands from the players and my dirty association with this booster. My estranged wife, a former guidance counselor, agreed to tutor one of the star players who was below average grades, but she felt betrayed when I lied to her about the new athletes receiving illegal incentives to play for my program. Too bad. The cherry on top came when I realized that one of my senior players had shaved points in a game his freshman season, conspiring to beat a gambling point spread. I am disgusted at what me and my program have become. What should I do?
Quit.
Well.
Oh, my bad.
Well, Pete, the totally.
That's great advice for you today.
Well, Pete, the totally 80s and 90s recall team pooled our collective wisdom, and we want to present you with the following suggestions. Number one, you're going to want to mass media. You need the mass media coverage on this. So you're going to want to utilize your next big nationally televised game. If possible, you're going to make sure it's when you're playing a big name team. Bonus points if you can arrange it against the number one team in the country. And extra bonus points if that team is coached by a really highly recognized coach like Bob Knight or something like that. All of us in the studio are confident that you are going to win that game. And after winning the game, you're going to want to channel the guilt of having cheated. Oh. You got to channel that guilt. And then at the press conference following the game, you're going to confess. You're going to come clean about the entire scandal. And then you're going to resign as head coach. Ugh. Those are our advice for you.
I want to be on record that my advice was just stuff that down, get the new contract, cheat your way to a national championship.
There you go.
I'm fine with it.
We're fairly certain the league is going to come down hard on you.
Hard.
There's a very high probability your program is going to be suspended from tournament play for years. Kip and the boys in the booth predict it'll be probably a 3-year ban at least. Mm-hmm. Kip
does know a lot about NCAA sports.
He does. And a lot about cheating. He does. Pete, we know it sounds dire, but we think there's a silver lining. Pete, we think this is an opportunity to get back to the game you once loved. Remember the small playground with kids playing basketball? We don't think you should hang it up. We think you should consider coaching at the high school level.
Perfect.
Ultimately, Pete, the Totally 80s and 90s Recall family wants you to put this whole experience behind you and remember why you got into coaching in the first place, the kids.
To win. Oh.
to win.
I thought it was to win. Nope.
Yeah, so that's Pete Bell in Los Angeles.
Well, good luck, Pete.
We hope he makes the right choice.
Sounds like he's got a complicated situation going on.
Kind of did it to himself.
So. I don't disagree with that. So, well, another person complicated often joining us in the studio today, and someone who would definitely shoot Rob and I, whether we were hostages or not.
That's true.
It is, of course, the Movie Hound. We have to welcome back.
I don't
the
get one applause and only today.
Kurt.
No,
no applause no. today. Oh, there it is. Oh. A little back.
You know, you can't ask for it. You got to wait till it happens. The audience has to be.
I don't want dead air.
Organically, just
waiting. The audience has to wait for the sign.
The audience will organically clap when they feel you've provided some entertainment.
Well, I'm here to entertain
for something.
I'm here to entertain.
Well, now that you've complained enough. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Am I entertaining?
Do you have any?
Am I not? No, are you not?
Are you not entertained?
Do you have nothing else to provide?
Well, thanks for having me back again.
Wow, he's excited to be here.
I hope we don't lose our heads today as we're going through this.
Very good.
That's so good.
That's what I was waiting
for. Let's put on a good show.
Your cheesy thing. That's what I was waiting for.
A lot of cheese. So,
the cheese.
Yes. Well, I wanted to bring something up since you're both here.
Oh, boy.
I got some feedback.
Oh.
So loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Loyal.
That's the word.
Loyal listener, Laurel O.
Wow.
AKA my wife.
Oh, okay. Right. I was going to say, who would that be?
Loves
oh
our gosh. Show. Listens all the time.
It's like Jackie.
One of our most dedicated listeners.
Oh.
She did have some feedback.
Oh, boy.
Not that she ever has much feedback, but she does have some. She said that she'd noticed that we talk about boobs a little much.
I think this all starts with you, though.
Yes. New York boobs, side boob. Things like that, right?
She's the one that said she's a bit top heavy.
But what I tried to what I tried to explain to her was it was the 80s. And I was at an age where, first of all, there's just random boob shots in every movie. I can't help that, right? That was how you made the money.
And she started this conversation.
No, I brought it up. I was talking about the podcast and then she said something about we talk about boobs a lot. That's what she said. I said, when these movies came out, I was like 12, 13 years old. You talk about boobs.
So today we will not talk about boobs.
Yeah. So I told her, good news. This episode.
We won't talk about it.
There's really no boob stuff.
But although future.
For the past 2 minutes, we've talked about
boobs. Yeah, sure. So.
Are you excited about
boobs?
Boobs.
Always.
I like boobs.
Rob, and also for our listeners, Rob's a little under the weather today.
I'm recovering.
He's trying.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you hear him chomping grossly down
on a cough drop.
I will try not to. The sniffing, I'll keep. The coughing.
He may hack in a corner.
I will try to go off mic to cough. I apologize. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you can summon up enough energy, why don't you tell our fans what we're covering for this episode?
We are looking at the family comedy, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh,
wow.
I don't wrong have that script in my here. Notes. Wrong,
just kidding.
But
Rick Moranis is awesome. That's right.
Okay.
Anyway, no, we're talking about Speed.
Speed.
The Keanu Reeves juggernaut that is juggernaut. 1994.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes. Another reason is if I didn't have enough that I hate riding on public transportation, right?
No, now, did you ever ride
transportation? I've done it a couple times. We went to Hawaii. I had to ride all over that stupid island.
Yes.
That on a city bus.
It was fun.
Yeah. Even growing up, though? Mm-hmm. And did you ever ride Portland?
Not
TriMet?
Too much.
You never rode TriMet?
Not a lot of TriMet. Not a big bus fan. It's not my favorite.
I don't know why. I rode it to the...
You love people.
Sometimes. Not always.
Not Portland bus people.
Not Portland bus people.
No.
Those are good.
Those are good.
The Honolulu bus people we met.
Oh, yes. Those
so
are.
They were a little rough, too. So, well, speaking of buses, before we check out old John Wick on his own bus here, we're going to roll for fun the original theatrical trailer.
All right. Pop quiz. Airport. Gunman with one hostage. He's using her for cover. He's almost to a plane. You're 100 feet away.
What do you think? Shoot the hostage.
What?
Go for the good wound and he can't get to the plane with her. Clear shot.
You're deeply nuts, you know that.
All right, gentlemen, what we have here are 13 passengers in an express elevator. Bomb's already taken out cables. Bomber wants $3 million or he blows the emergency brakes.
Anything else that'll keep this elevator from falling?
The basement.
He can strike anywhere. At any time.
Will the mystery guest please sign in?
Why are they messing with me? Do they think I'm doing this for fun?
For L.A. cop Jack Travon.
Tell me again, Harry, why did I take this job?
Oh, come on, 30 more years of this, you get a tiny pension and a cheap gold watch.
Cool.
The game began.
Very exciting, Jack.
Some close calls, huh?
When someone put the city of Los Angeles to the ultimate test.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
Now.
Are you insured?
Yeah, why?
He's the only solution.
We just got a ransom demand from your terrorist. Says he's rigged the city bus. Where's Jack?
Where do you think?
Stay on or get off.
Get off.
This is much better.
Everybody hold on!
Hopper, Sandra Bullock.
Pop quiz. You have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Speed. Get ready for Rush Hour.
Ooh, that's good.
That get ready for Rush Hour gets you, right?
Well, and that sold me.
That was, a long trailer. It like, is. I'm impressed. They got like the whole movie into the trailer.
Yeah. That's right.
That's really good. So, well, standard question, hot shots. What do we remember about this movie? First time you saw it? Was it awesome? Is this your first time watching it?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. What I remember is my dad, 1 year for Christmas, he bought my mom.
Speed?
No.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Yeah. I was going to be like, that's a great gift.
No,
that's great.
No, it was even a better gift. He bought a pretty killer entertainment system for the front room. Ooh. And it was like Dolby surround sound. And he thought my mom was really going to love it.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah. This is nice. And then
she turned on the record.
That was for him. And
a present for you, for me.
But this is one of those movies that I remember it sounded really good on the
Dolby.
Oh, the Dolby surround sound. It was good. Yeah. But this was one I watched a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
This is probably the movie that, of all the movies we've done,
ooh,
this is the one that I probably know the best. I know this one the most.
Then we're in for a treat today.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. My research is always suspect. So how much effort I put into it is never consistent.
For our listeners out there that tune in every week. He puts in a lot of effort. I would like you to know he cares.
Yeah.
He cares about the results of this podcast.
Yes. We're winking at each other.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
A little winky.
Yeah.
No.
What about you?
I remember sitting at home watching this one with my dad and my brother going, this is
was
a good
this on
movie.
The illegal cable?
No, we might have actually rented. Ooh. We might have walked across the street to Blockbuster.
Nice.
On the new release day.
You had a Blockbuster across the street?
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's high living, dude.
I know.
We had to go down to the Milwaukee Marketplace.
Yeah.
That's far.
That's quite a ways.
I'd go
at least a half mile.
Yeah, no, mine was right across the street.
We had a little rinky-dink rental place up the street, but.
Yeah, that thing closed, though.
Yeah, that was like a little mom-and-pop place.
Little mom-and-pop.
But if you went to ours, you could hit the Taco Bell, too.
Oh, yeah.
2 for 1.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right we had the McDonald's, the Burger King right up the road.
Yeah. So you and the dad and the brother?
The brother. I do have the
memories
brother.
Of sitting around.
The memories, yeah.
Watching Keanu. There,
watching things blow up and buses jumping.
Ooh-hoo. I like jumping buses.
Jumping buses, baby.
You got to jump. If you can't jump a bus, what are you doing? That just draws me into the movie right away.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
I saw this in the theater.
Do you remember?
I'm
trying to remember if we saw it in the theater. I don't know.
You know who saw it in the theater?
We didn't go to a lot of theater movies.
Who saw it in the theater, Kurt?
You did.
You did. We did?
The movie boys.
Did we go to the
movie
boys.
Yeah.
Did we?
Did you guys walk there with your flashlights?
We packed our lunch boxes. We're solving a mystery.
They didn't even charge us.
No.
They're just like, come on in, boys.
Movie
like,
boys.
The movie boys are back.
The movie boys are back.
You know where it is.
Actually, what's funny is, I think we did get in for free because Mike worked at the
was it Southgate?
Southgate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He would get us in for free. Give us some free popcorn.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. We don't want to tell anyone. We don't want them to know. Oh, we're out of business. It's fine.
Yeah. You get some red vines and Mr. Pitt.
I think it got torn down. It's not even there anymore.
Yeah, it's not
there's
there.
A freeway there.
But yeah. So wow. Movie boys packed it in.
That's cool. I don't remember.
We didn't sit side by side, had a seat between.
Yeah, no, Rob sat right next to you. Right next to you. In fact, he might have tried to sit on your lap.
Yeah.
Rob's like,
what are you doing?
Can we sit in the front row?
I probably did.
What are you doing? And we went to like a 3 o'clock. So it's us and like one dude in the back of the theater. So that was it.
One creepy old dude in the back.
But this is amazing. I remember watching it going, this is amazing.
Yeah. It's
like, everything.
I watch it now. Everything's amazing. It's a little cheesy, but.
What?
No.
Oh.
You know,
that's just a bad
start. It's entertaining. Even my kids, we watched it with the family.
It's a bad start.
And they were like, there you go. We actually like this movie.
Yes, it's because it's awesome.
And all my daughters all thought Keanu Reeves was hot.
How could you not? Oh, yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a fetching fellow.
Well, yeah, fetching fellow.
He'd shocked everybody with his hair.
He made him cut it.
Yeah.
Well, no, so the director made him cut it. The movie people were not happy he did it.
Yeah. So they all thought it was
awesome. Since you're talking about the handsomeness of the Keanu, is he one of the best actors of our time? And by that, I don't mean, hold on, give me 2 seconds. I don't mean from a purely acting standpoint, from one of our most fun and entertaining actors. Because let's look at the big films, Parenthood. He did the Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey.
Okay.
Okay, so he's been Ted Theodore Logan. Yeah. Point Break, Johnny Utah.
Okay. Right?
Speed, which we're talking about today. He was in the Matrix trilogy. He's Neo.
Yeah.
The Replacement, Shane Falco.
All right.
And now he's done like 10 John Wicks, and he's like the most amazing hero on the planet is John Wick. Yeah. Look at that. Look at the characters, Neo, John Wick.
And he's done some rom-coms in between there.
Well,
The Cabin.
He did a Shakespeare movie, Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I did not.
You did?
I did nothing to see it.
I had to watch it in my...
Insert silence.
I had to watch it in my appreciation to theater in college. Ooh. So that was one of
the... Did you appreciate it?
I did. He was wearing a little suit and he had a little sword. And it was a whole thing. Wow. Denzel Washington also in that movie.
Okay.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow was hanging out in there too.
Ooh. We'll take your word for
That's right.
So, so probably one of our most fun actors of our time.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's everywhere.
He's an entertaining actor.
Yeah. He is. And a handsome man.
Yeah. I mean.
Striking features.
Sure.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, just a generally good dude.
Just a swell guy.
That's what I like about him. He's a nice guy. Have you seen where he won't put his hand around?
Yeah.
Like when he takes a picture with a female, he will not.
Make contact.
He will. He'll just put the hand, but he won't.
That keeps you out of the Bill Cosby realm. Right.
Yeah,
well, a lot of stuff you can do to keep you out of that.
It's not just the touching.
That's right.
But he's supposed to be a really good guy.
We're not joking about Bill Cosby, folks. Yeah.
Well, you just did.
I did.
You just
did. So, I guess if we have to, we'll laugh about it.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha. Pudding pops for everyone.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Good golly. Damn it.
Why did you say good golly?
We try to.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Oh, jolly gee. No.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
Look what we've done now.
Look what we've done now. You'll never guess. All right. Well, this week, a driver's license doesn't mean anything. As long as you can hit literally every other car in LA as we drive back to 1994 and check out Speed. Maybe I have to hit a button, Rob.
Oh, no.
Rob's letting me hit the buttons today.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not doing it.
Come on, kid.
So usually, folks.
I like that song.
Yeah. Usually, folks.
Grease
Rob is our technical expert. He runs the board. He hits the cues. Yeah. But I'm on the board today. First time. Kip gave me a little training in the booth. Rob put me. So I'm the pseudo producer for this episode, right?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You've let us know all about it. How you're.
Look, I don't like to brag about my exploits.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
But I will. So
he's not old Garnet.
Sorry, Humphreys, girls.
I don't like to brag about my episodes. LAPD! But I will. All right. Well, this week, before you keep sightseeing in LA, you'll want to ensure you never miss any episodes of Totally 80s and 90s Recall. So just like any good wildcat, hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already, and then share it with a friend who you know loved the 80s and 90s to grow the show. And we promise, Rob, it will be the bomb.
You are really proud of that.
You should not be.
As you're reading it, I could tell how proud you are. You've been twinkle waiting in for his that. Eye. Yeah.
I mean, it's 90s adjacent. Wow. It ties to the movie.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't want to say I'm brilliant, but all right. All right. So before we begin reliving this week's awesome movie.
If this is how the rest of the show has to,
it's going downhill.
I'm walking out.
We want to give you, the listeners, the important information about the movie. And of course, as we know, there's only one person that can give us all this information. He spends weeks putting it together. It's the movie hound, Kurt.
That is me. All right. So this year is the 30th anniversary of the movie Speed. It's an American action thriller that was released on June 10th, 1994. The film was directed by Jan de Bont. You know, that's fun to say.
That is
in
fun.
His, I had to look up de how Bont. To pronounce it.
Yeah.
De Bont. In his, and this was his feature film directorial debut. The original screenplay was written by Graham Yost, and then the dialogue was reworked a lot by Josh Wheaton. The film stars Keanu Reeves, Dennis Hopper. We got Sandra Bullock, Joe Morton, and of course, Harry himself, Jeff Daniels.
Ooh, I like it.
Gotta love Harry. And it had a budget of about $30 million, but it made well over $350. Ooh. So yeah, that's a lot.
Big time.
It was the fifth highest grossing movie of the year. But of course, it had to go behind a few others like Forrest Gump and Lion King, stuff like that.
There were some big ones.
Yep. The movie did win two Academy Awards, one for Best Sound, one for Best Sound Editing. The movie has a certified fresh Rotten Tomatoes critic score of 95%.
Wow.
Yes. That's one of the highest ones I think
that's
we've
the
done.
Critics?
That is,
that's
I the think critics. That's the highest we've done.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd have to go check like Ferris Bueller and stuff, but that's got to be up there.
It is.
So
the audience score is lower, but still high at 76%.
Very good. Should be higher.
And now, Robert.
Oh.
You are a fellow Wildcat.
You are a fellow Wildcat.
We are. Because not Arizona, our, though.
That's right.
That's right.
Central Washington University.
That's right.
As David just sits over there and looks whipped, can you please tell the people what this movie is all about?
Well, the tagline, we heard it in the opening. Get ready for Rush Hour.
Yes. It's good.
So this is a little segment we call Back of the Box. So Back of the Box says, hold on tight for a rush of pulse-pounding thrills, breathtaking stunts, and unexpected romance in a film you'll want to see again and again. Keanu Reeves stars as Jack Traven, an LAPD SWAT team specialist who is sent to defuse a bomb that a revenge-driven extortionist, Dennis Hopper, has planted on a bus. But until he does, Jack and passenger Sandra Bullock, all caps, by the way, must keep the bus speeding through the streets of Los Angeles at more than 50 miles per hour, or the bomb will explode. A high-octane chase of suspense, nonstop action, and surprise twists. Speed is a joyride sure to keep everyone on edge of their seats. 1994, color, 115 minutes.
Ooh. 115 Even minutes. That part, you're right.
There you go.
That is a true back of the box.
There you go.
When you got down to the THX and all the other things.
And there's a really great picture, actually, I have the box there, of he's running across
the street
in his little flannel.
He is a good runner.
He has great arm swing when he runs.
Yeah, and he's got a very strange walk. Even my kid said as he was running after the bus when it blew up the first time, why does he run like that?
You might say he's got a few strange things.
He's like kind of like
bow-legged. He's unique. He is a little bow-legged. Yeah.
Well, if you're new to the show, the three of us will talk a little about the parts of the movie before jumping into some categories. We'll identify some of our favorite parts of the movie through those categories and maybe some of our not so favorite moments from Speed. There will be very few, but there could be a couple.
Right.
So what we'd like to jump off with is we look at the cast. And we look at the casting choices. Are we happy with the choices that were on this cast? And could it have gone any differently?
I do like the cast. The cast is good. Yes. Now, according to the original version of the screenplay and everything, they originally wanted Halle Berry to be.
Oh, I did not see that.
The Bullock. Because she was supposed to be like a hard-hitting medic.
Oh, no.
She said no.
She said no.
I did read that. I did read that.
I've also got that they had Ellen DeGeneres and Ashley Judd audition.
Yeah.
But they didn't choose them. Yeah. And then Lauren Holly, Julianne Moore were considered, but not ultimately cast. And they didn't audition. But the name was volleyballed around. So. And then it went to Sandra Bullock.
Bullock?
Is it Bullock?
No.
Bullock. I was going to say, yeah, I'm getting a little English again. Michael Caine. Ultimately, it went to Sandra Bullock, which turned it into her breakout role.
Yes.
She became Sandra Bullock.
I also saw Kim Basinger and Meryl Streep.
I saw that one too.
Oh.
I think Kim Basinger. They're probably like, this is a little above them. Meryl Streep, below them. Yeah.
Did you see her driving that bus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, officer.
Officer.
I just don't think that would have worked. So I saw Keanu, not the first choice for this.
The first choice is great.
The first choice when the movie was written, Stephen Baldwin.
Yes. So
the person that wrote this movie was like, I'm going to get a Baldwin for this. Alec? No. We're not getting Alec. I want Billy? Stephen.
No.
Right. Wait a minute. You want the guy from 8 Seconds? Yes. I want that guy.
Wow.
So, and Stephen Baldwin turned it down.
It was too much for
because,
him.
Why did he turn it down? You know why?
I don't.
It was too much like Die Hard.
Oh, he didn't want to get typecast.
Yeah. Well, like, he should have kept the job.
Baldwin has no cast. Like, how are you getting typecast when you do nothing?
I read that Keanu Reeves turned it, well, I don't know that he turned it down, but he declined it at first because of, for the same reason, yeah, that it was until the rewrite by Wheaton.
To be fair, it is kind of Die Hard on a bus.
So. Well, we mentioned that on the Die Hard episode. Yeah. We said that
it just goes on.
That Die Hard set the precedence for all action movies to follow. And
the formula.
That was the formula. And this follows the Die Hard formula exactly.
Yeah. I got others I saw. Tom Cruise.
And Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that would have been interesting, right?
My favorite is Richard Grieco.
I didn't see the Greeks.
I didn't see the Greeks.
Richard Grieco was offered the
Woody
role.
Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, yeah. Johnny Depp.
Richard Grieco was offered the role of Jack, but turned it down. Grieco said it. This was the one movie he had regretted turning down.
Oh, I saw.
I think that
I see Grieco.
Can you imagine that?
No. Would you even be able to market that?
No.
From 21 Jump Street, Richard Grieco.
And like the fact
Who's that guy?
There's a level of hubris where you're like, it's awful. I'm sorry. I'm too busy.
I just got a script for this Roxbury movie. I better focus on that.
That one of Roxbury. The quotes
These
in the movie
Batami
that I really
brothers.
The Butamis.
That's when the quote from the movie where he says, you know, you're all fired. You're all fired.
I think
that's where Grieco needs to fire his PR team.
Oh, he needs to fire a lot of people.
You should have talked me out of that.
I saw that they called Brad Pitt's agent and Brad Pitt told them not to call them back. So again, I guess he's on the cusp of 7 at this point.
Yeah.
So maybe he felt too busy as well. So I don't know. But Brad Pitt, you got Keanu. Brad Pitt could have worked just as handsome, maybe more handsome.
No.
Right?
You think Pitt's more handsome than
this
Keanu?
This year, Brad's also doing the Legends of the Fall. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Yeah, that's good. He
played a guy named Tristan.
Oh,
Tristan. It's a good name, Tristan.
Yeah, I think that became a popular name because of that.
Probably.
Movie.
Yeah. The ladies like Legends of the Fall.
Yeah. There's a whole generation of Tristans out there.
Generation of Tristans.
Whose mom was.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks,
Brad. So, but the director chose Keanu after seeing him in Point Break. Because he thought he would be vulnerable on screen.
I read that.
Yeah. The other, they were worried, I guess I read that they were worried if they brought Tom Cruise in, he would want to reshape it again to be Tom Cruise-iness.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that
means.
Yeah,
I wonder what that's like to be on a staff with somebody that comes in and wants to change everything and take control. And
he's just like,
do you know what that feels like?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm not here every day, but maybe you might have a better.
I don't know. That's weird.
I read this and it's good, but we're going to change it. That's Tom Cruise day one. It's like that Avengers movie with Chris Pratt. I like your plan, but let's do this instead. You know what I mean? So, so I like the cast. I think Dennis Hopper, I read he was the only, like that was the only choice.
Yeah.
They didn't even audition anybody else. So Hopper comes in. He's,
I have is he overacting Nicholson and De Niro were considered.
So I don't know about the Anne Heche.
I had Anne Heche for Annie.
Oh, wow.
Which is
I didn't
an
see
awful
that one.
Idea.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I saw the, I didn't see the De Niro and the.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I don't fact check these things. I find them online.
Find them on the internet.
If they're
on the internet, they're real.
Because everything on the internet is real.
So Rob could just be making this up. I saw that Bill Murray was,
I think I read that.
I think Bill Murray was supposed to play the Jeff Daniels character at one point.
I think I saw that they wanted Bill Clinton
be here.
Why not? Harold Payne.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted Rick Moranis for Jack Traven, but he was busy with the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
He was too busy shrinking.
He
was suffering from shrinking. She couldn't do it.
No.
All right. Well, some interesting facts about the movie. I'll give my first interesting fact. Overall, they used 12 buses to film this movie. And they made like a, they called it a Popemobile. I watched a little, a pretty killer documentary on YouTube. They had a whole glass front and they sat in to film from the front. And then there's actually someone on top driving. And then Sandra Bullock just pretends to drive.
Which is funny because she actually got her CDL license to drive a bus.
She did learn to drive the bus, but it was too dangerous to actually drive the bus. But it was nice of her to go that extra mile.
That's right.
Right? Good job on you, Sandra. You're doing a great job, Sandra.
Doing good. I wonder if she kept up with that license.
I wonder if she came back and was like, I got my CDL.
She passed it on her first attempt.
It's great.
So good on her. You know,
so, I didn't she's always got a backup job.
I've driven a bus. I drove a 44-pack bus once.
Ooh.
That's a standard size school bus.
Oh, listen to him using all the bus driver terminology.
He doesn't want to toot his own horn again.
Toot. Yeah.
Damn kids on a bus.
Yeah. I was being like Chris Farley.
Turn this thing around.
Transportation.
I could see you being a bus driver.
He was eating all of the kids' lunches.
Well, Kurt said that it won 2 Academy Awards.
It did.
And it did. Best sound editing, best sound mixing. Mm-hmm. Let's see. But it did lose a film editing award to Forrest Gump. Was nominated for 3-1.
Forrest Gump beat a lot of things.
So I guess then from now on, we should refer to this as the Academy Award winning movie Speed.
Mm, I don't know.
But it is.
That's a lot. Okay. It's a lot to say.
Too much. Lot. All right.
Yeah. I saw that when he breaks the glass, that was an accident.
Accident. I know. Yep.
Yeah. He didn't know his own strength.
Cut his hand or anything.
Yeah. He's like Superman.
I love that he can Neo run doesn't down a get bus. Cut.
That's pretty cool.
Neo. Yeah. He knows Kung Fu.
That's right. Yeah. I like that the original screenplay was called Minimum Speed.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful. Because
I know. The bus was supposed to go slower.
It was only supposed to go 20 miles an hour. Yeah. But it didn't really.
By the way, in LA, probably was more accurate.
Yeah.
Like, I just think because you're not going fast.
What a stupid name for a movie.
No, it's great.
Well, it's because it's the minimum speed. If they hit the minimum speed, it explodes.
But do you, are
it's
you
an
excited?
Okay movie.
Do you watch the trailer and they're like, this summer,
minimum speed.
You're like,
you're caught in traffic during rush hour. You're going minimum speed.
You got all excited and then you're like, well, that's a let. Like you said, that's a letdown. I'm not going to the theater to see that.
2 hours of this?
2 hours of this? I saw it was number one in Japan for 10 weeks.
Yes.
10 consecutive weeks. The Japanese liking the speed.
I have a note here. It says the 20th Century Fox producer realized that they might have a hit on their hands when he noticed that during test screenings, audience members would walk backwards when they were needing to go to the bathroom so they wouldn't miss. You know, they would miss as little as possible.
That's because you don't know when the next explosion is going to happen.
No. And I got to give this movie credit. Ready. It's action-packed. From the beginning.
Oh, it starts and doesn't
stop. And the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never really a slow, even the little stories that are happening outside of the bus, you know, that team's got action going on.
You know what I did find interesting is Dennis Hopper. Okay. He's good in this. He's kind of a crazy person, Howard Payne. But he, according to their background check of him, he retired from the Atlanta Police Department. Then he moved out to California to live on his pension. But he's got like a New York accent.
Yeah.
Because he's like, listen up, Jack.
That's right. Yeah.
He moved around.
He moved around. He's got no thumb. He can push that freaking trigger all the time. He's got no thumb. Stay right there, Jack.
What's he called? Punk. That's punk. As he's walking out.
Yeah, just punk. One random punk.
Just one
punk.
Random punk.
For no reason. Yeah. What was that for?
So I saw Jeff Daniels was originally supposed to be the bad guy.
Yep.
But then once Dennis Hopper signed on, they let him be the bad guy instead. So, cause I found it interesting at the beginning, cause, Dennis Hopper's thing is to do the pop quiz, hot shot. What do you do? What do you do? But at the beginning, Harry says, Jeff Daniels' character, Harry says, pop quiz. Mm-hmm. Are you listening, Jack? And then he does pop quiz, hot shot and does it. And then later he says pop quiz, hot shot. So I thought it was Dennis Hopper's catchphrase, but it feels like all the cops are using it. It's that standard training slang or what's going on.
For the
I thought because Jeff Daniels says at the beginning, right?
He does.
Yeah.
He says it first.
I think it's because he was listening.
And so he just piggybacked on that?
And so I think it was his way of
I thought it was gone.
I'm mimicking you.
Oh.
It's kinda like the Wildcat thing where he saw the screen and so
Sorry, Jack.
Harry didn't make it.
He just spends all day drinking sodas, eating sandwiches.
Yep.
I read that Keanu Reeves did 90% of his own stunts.
He did a good job.
And he trained for them on his own because he didn't want them to know he was going to try to do it.
And I have to say, if you ever get a chance to Google or YouTube Keanu Reeves' training for like John Wick, it's intense. It's really cool.
What about his training for The Matrix?
I don't know. I don't care about that. But no.
He didn't look that one up.
Oh, okay. Because who's the, I don't know the new actors. I'm not hip and cool.
Yeah.
But he's the, he played Elvis.
Timothy Chalamet. Austin Butler.
Yes.
Yes.
He, I just watched the thing for him. He's training for Heat 2.
Don't like it.
Don't like it already.
I'm intrigued.
Don't need that.
But there's a good video of him and he's doing the same training that Keanu Reeves does and it's all live and it, he's so good. He's so fast. It's
Have you tried the, if you the training? Don't have
heat.
No, I would blow my foot off.
If you don't have heat without
I have Pacino, a BB gun and I'm scared to use it.
That's awful. All right. Austin Butler's not going to be able to.
I tell my family all the time.
You know what we do have in here though?
What?
Man heat going
Man
on.
Man heat.
It's getting warm.
Yes. Oh, crap.
You want me to do it? You want me to do it?
Yes. And if I said no, you would do it anyway.
I'll do it later. All right. So, by the way, I noticed Harry. So, Jeff Daniels plays Harry in this movie. And then the same year, he plays Harry in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
But I noticed when he got drunk at the bar, his voice is Harry's voice from Dumb and Dumber. Yes, he's just his drunk voice.
That's funny you pointed that out. Like, oh, I brought my wife in yesterday. Exactly I was like, he's just like Harry from Dumb and Dumber right here.
When he's drunk, I'm going to go home and have some sex. It sounds just like Harry.
Have some sex.
So, yeah. You're going to go home and vomit.
Yeah. That'll be fun, too.
That'll be, either way. So, by the way, I know you guys are going to like this since we did Ace Ventura earlier in the year. A second appearance for Aguado on the pod. Detective Aguado, he's the first bus driver, Bob,
who gets
blown up. Bob. So instead of being a Miami detective, he moved out to L.A., became a bus driver.
Bye, Bob.
I think the trauma from working for Einhorn.
That's right.
Or making out with Einhorn.
Pushed him out to Cali.
Pushed him out to Cali as far as he could go.
I'm going to be a bus driver.
That's right.
I've had enough of the cop game.
That's right.
So
yeah, he's pretty direct with old Jack.
Yeah.
He's like, you look fat.
Yeah.
Not very nice.
I think they're just, I think
there's a friendly ribbing.
Tongue in cheek.
Oh, okay.
They're just having a little bit of a good time.
Oh, okay. Right, tongue in cheek.
I have a question. Okay. Why is he answering one random payphone? And he heard it with an exploding bus. I was out in the streets many times in my life. I heard payphones ringing. I don't pick them up. Keanu's like, I sense it.
That's because that wasn't your payphone for
it's his gut feeling.
I know. He's got a lot of gut feelings.
He's got the gut feeling.
So. He's got guts.
That's right.
By the way, this movie was released June 10th, 1994.
Yeah, summer blockbuster.
Summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
The movie, the whole premise of the movie is the news is following this bus driving around the LA freeway.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
1 week later, the 17th of June, 1 week, OJ. So it was OJ. I think OJ and old boy that was driving went to the movie, and OJ's like, hey, man.
Hey, man. Let me go stab some people and then then let me
I think that
wasn't proven.
I think the stabbing had already been done. I think this is he's like I know how to get down the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
So he's telling Al Callahan.
I saw it on a movie.
I seen it on Speed. We just get out there with the Bronco. Yeah. Let's forego the bomb part, but let's get in the Bronco and they'll just let us drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
I don't think that's how it went at all.
I think OJ was inspired. He was watching this, yeah. And he's like, he goes, you're doing a great job, Jack. I want to do that.
Maybe.
Right there.
Some other kind of speed.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
He's not on any kind of speed. It's just interesting that it went from that to the OJ. And Dennis Hopper makes a comment in there about how activities like this are going to take place in front of the media and everything now.
Oh,
like a week later.
He makes a comment, he goes, oh, yeah. Interactive television.
Yeah.
It's the wave of the future.
And then a week later, that is the most popular thing on television is OJ. Yeah. Speeding down the freeway with Al Cowlings.
What do you call that? Premonition?
Premonition.
Yeah, well,
good job.
I used a big word.
Pulled that one out of the sky.
Yeah. I don't even know if I used it right.
Yeah, no, good job.
You know what else I noticed from 80s, 90s stuff? The action movies, they love baby carriages. to throw you off.
Just like, to throw. It was cans. It was cans.
My son watches with me. We were like, and he turned and he goes, just once, I kind of wish a baby was in there.
Oh, that is good.
Your son.
Way to go.
Just once. Sick. Let's just do it, right?
I want to see the baby fly.
If the guy's really evil, no one cares about running over babies at that point. So,
I have heard that Quentin Tarantino had a chance.
Oh,
he turned it down.
That'd be good.
And he later named it the film as one of his 20 favorite films of 92.
You imagine if Quentin Tarantino got a hold of the script And instead of Dennis Hopper, you got like Sam Jackson.
This is a dark.
Listen up, mother.
That, there is a baby in the.
Oh, there's a baby.
There's a baby definitely. In there.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's twins.
And then like a couple times, like when he jumps on the bus, it's in slow-mo and they play some 70s swing music.
Yeah.
Jumps in
there. Yep.
Why is Bruce Willis driving the bus? Well, he's got to be there, man. You got to understand my philosophy. Good old Quentin. That'd be great. A lot of blood. There'd have been more blood.
Oh, lots of blood.
Yeah. Like when the lady got blown up on the thing and under the bus, it would have sprayed.
Oh, yeah, that would have splattered.
Body parts would have flown around.
Just to be respectful, her name is Helen.
Helen.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's Helen.
Helen's the one who got blown up.
Yes. Yeah.
That was her own fault. Yeah. I will contest to this day.
Oh, her own fault.
Well, and we're going to talk about the other cops that are on the other, that were on the truck saying, come on, lady, come on. We just
knew
told
the rules.
You. We just told you the rules, guys.
Yes. Well, that's why.
That's Mac, like that lady on the
elevator. Captain Mac. He's like, you're all fired.
Yeah. Well,
a bunch of
that's
idiots.
Like the lady on the elevator. I would have been like, come on, lady. She's like, no. No, you got to come
out.
No,
I'm out.
All right, see ya. You're at the bottom. Look, I tried.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to go down with that elevator, hasta la vista, right? That's the way that's going to go. So, did you ever notice what Jack Traven's job is in this movie? What is his job? Who does he work for?
He's
supposed to be LA SWAT.
LA disposal. SWAT. Because he mentions multiple times who he works for. That's what I like.
LAPD.
He's on the bus.
Yeah. LAPD!
At the very beginning when they're in the...
LAPD!
Son of a
Third use of the bus.
Multiple times.
When they're in the elevator and they you know, scurry down to the top, and you hear the one guy go, "What are you guys doing here?" What a dumb question. We're here to help you.
He says,
but he goes, "Where are the repair guys?"
Yeah, why would they send LAPD and not the repair guys?
Like, because police people can come help you too.
By the way, I think that boss guy and that blonde or that secretary,
oh, they were getting it on
because they were whispering, and I think there's some.
No, because when we had the subtitles on.
Yeah.
It starts to whisper, "Hey, you and I," it cuts off.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
She's totally whispering
oh, yes.
naughty things
she
to
is.
Him.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Yep. Naughty. Naughty, naughty. Naughty,
we're going to go down to the pub, have some shepherd's pie.
My wedding tackle.
My wedding tackle.
Wedding tackle.
My twigs and
berries.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So LAPD, love that. So questionable moments about the movie are plot holes.
Oh.
There aren't very many, but I will say longest opening ever. You're in that elevator shaft for
holy cow
30 minutes.
That's funny. I put
and
that.
You never hit
longest
an elevator.
Longest elevator shaft. I put that.
Longest shaft
and
ever.
Longest shaft.
Wow.
LAPD.
LAPD. All right,
I'm done. Shaft, I'm
all right.
Done.
What is
I read on that shaft on about the shaft?
About the shaft, you did. You read about the shaft?
I did. I read about the shaft.
Did it have pictures?
No, actually, the shaft
smooth.
The shaft was laid on its side.
Oh, a side sometime. Shaft.
It was a model. It was a model
did it
shaft.
Have a slight curve on the side,
and it was
he's just gonna keep going
sideways.
LAPD. Yeah.
Anyway.
The side shaft.
Oh,
I love the side shaft. That's
we are.
It doesn't get better
boys.
From here, folks. It doesn't get better. So this
we
is,
may be middle aged, but we haven't grown.
This is the time where everybody has a decision to make. They go, do we keep going?
We do.
Or do I go on with my life and find something
keep
more?
Going. All right. Okay. So what is Keanu's voice doing in this? Sometimes he sounds robotic.
Okay, he's doing Keanu robot.
He's not the best actor. I like the guy. He's a nice guy. We've talked about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, LAPD. You know, it's just very
shoot the hostage.
Yeah. One of the worst times is when he's on the bus and the guy stop the bus. Stop the bus.
I know.
And he goes, "I don't know what you did, man. I'm not here for you. But I'm sure whatever you did, you feel real bad about
I'm
it.
I'm not a cop right now.
But we're cool."
I said, "I'm putting my gun away." I'm like, "No, I'm not."
No.
I couldn't stand right where it was. So I like that Harry says, "Shoot the hostage." Tells him, and then gets mad at it.
Yeah.
Like,
Harry.
Multiple times
you
gets
told
mad.
Me
you
to.
Told me to. You're good today. You practiced this. You said you didn't get ready.
I know this
he
movie.
Had all day.
I know this movie.
Hey, what about Hopper rigging the door as he leaves to blow up? That, it blows up three steps after he walks out. Nothing happens to Dennis Hopper?
I call bullcrap.
Nope. I think he gets a little blowback on that. And it doesn't kill anyone. Might have been a little hurt. Right? So,
but he knows what he's doing. He can deflect it.
He sets these perfect explosions. Yeah. Like when he rigs the bus door.
Yeah.
So only the door explodes. Yeah. Only she dies. Only
that top step.
No damage to the rest of the bus whatsoever.
He knows what he's
doing. That is such a contained explosive.
Yeah. Well, and like the elevator.
Oh, and he says he planned. Just certain. He planned the elevator thing for 2 or 3 years. But then in a weekend, he throws this bus plan together like snap.
He's good.
No problem.
He's been thinking
he
about
said,
it.
He said, I spent years on the elevator thing. Yeah. And I'm just going to do this bus thing now.
Yeah, he's had time to think about it. You can tell later he has some dialogue. He's
by the way, if he's trying to get money.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't think his pension's paying him enough.
What did he ask for? 3 million?
3.7.
3.7. Three originally for the elevator, then 3.7.
Yeah. But because of the pain and suffering by not getting the elevator money, he tacked on a 0.7.
And I was surprised that you guys didn't bring up... I didn't do the math. I should have done the math. Their response time because
I have it.
Do you have it?
So I said in here.
He says how much time we have left. And he goes, that leaves us. And I was like,
They were clocking. The response time I was talking about is, so this is 94.
Yeah.
Nakatomi, this is LA.
Yeah.
Nakatomi happened in 88. SWAT team was there in a heartbeat this time. They learned their lesson from Nakatomi. That's right. We're not just going to send the one rogue cop out there to figure out what's going on.
That was probably like their training and stuff. They're like, we can't have another Nakatomi.
Can't have another Nakatomi.
All right, fellas. But they did.
Are the police like in Die Hard trained on elevator knowledge? Because a lot of cops in these movies just know how to deal with pulleys on elevators, to open stuff, all these things. They have a lot of extra knowledge. But they
didn't check the freight elevator.
I know.
Somebody
lost on that one. And on top of the fact that when they think it's going to the first floor, but it's going to the third floor, wouldn't you still send cops to the other floors?
I'm still trying to figure out when Hopper sends the elevator up to the top, so he has to jump in.
Yeah.
They didn't notice the elevator moving then.
No, nobody mentioned
only
anything.
Only when he pushes to go
that's
down.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And what I was going to say about the explosives, Hopper is complaining about the money, wants to get this ransom. If he just stopped, what he's spending his money on is a quite expensive venture with all these bombs and triggers and all these things going off. Just stop buying all that crap and you'd have plenty of money.
That's why he had to increase the amount of money he wanted for the the bus.
He was taking a bit of a shot on that elevator. I lost like $50,000 on that thing.
One of the questions I had, speaking of the money, why did they actually put real money in the bags?
I don't know.
And who doesn't
all they're doing is waiting for somebody to come pick up the bags so they could arrest them.
Yeah. And who doesn't why are they putting real money under the trash can to see if there's a hole in the street? come on. I mean, come on, guys. This is not our first day, right?
Well, they didn't learn. There was no holes under trash cans at Nakatomi, so they didn't learn everything they needed to.
Should have learned something.
Well, now they will. So that's become standard protocol.
Another question I have, isn't this kind of in the line of fire? In the Line of Fire was a year before this. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Malkovich is always calling Clint Eastwood on the phone, giving him a little too much information. Like they both could have got away with their crimes if they just stopped calling the cop. Like stop calling him, Hopper.
Shut up.
Why would you tell him what bus it's on? Look, you tell the cops, one of the buses in Hollywood's going to explode. Pay me $3 million by 11 or I'm going to blow the thing up.
Yeah.
They're not scrambling, chasing buses. They're just going to get money together. But he draws him in and he's like, hey, Jack. Yeah. And he tells him what bus to go to. And he tells him all the, here's your rules. I'm like, why are there rules? Just blow the bus up. Like he just spends too much time. Same thing with Malkovich. Malkovich basically walks Clint Eastwood where he's going to assassinate the president.
Yep.
And then shocked, he gets foiled in the trick. You brought the cop in. What are you doing? I don't understand.
You're talking about the bus. I don't know if the bus number is 2525.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
50.
So, when talking about the bus,
doesn't go.
When they first learned that the bus, he's got the information, couldn't they call the bus barn and they could have just radioed that number bus and said, hey, Sam, don't go over 50 miles per hour? That would have been a start, right? Two, why didn't Keanu just shoot out the tires before it went up to 50 miles an hour? Just pop the tires while you're driving next to it or behind it.
That's true.
And guess what? It doesn't go up to 50. Like it stops on the thing, right? I guess he could have blown it up at that point, but that wasn't part of the rules. It had to arm at 50. So if it never got to 50, and Hopper's big gamble that it's going to get to 50 in the LA freeway in the traffic. What if it never got to 50? Yeah. Does Hopper sit there all day and go, well, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Oh, crap.
I was going to say, going back to the tagline, I think Hopper missed it because if it was rush hour, they never would have been above 50.
You're going like 25 the whole day.
Then minimum speed would have been
minimum speed would have made a lot of things. So.
Such a stupid movie.
I do like his willingness to pull guns on average LA citizens. Jack Trayvon, whenever he wants to. He's constantly,
this car's not stolen, man.
LAPD! All the time. He's pulling guns in people's faces.
He's proud to be a member of the LAPD.
That's right. Oh, he loves it.
If you got the badge, use it.
Oh, 6,000 freeways in LA. They end up on the one that's not finished, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's why there was nobody on it.
That one of my kids or my wife said that we're watching that. I go, Is nothing finished in LA? No, like, apparently not.
Constant apparently on the not. Thing. So, and I love I love when he jumps onto the bus. That thing's going over 50.
Uh-huh.
His feet and ankles are just dangling on the concrete. Yeah. No residual effects. Doesn't get hurt. Doesn't sprain an ankle. Yeah.
He's
just
wearing, gets right on. They're like tactical boots.
Oh, yeah. They're great. Thick. The steel toes.
Yeah. That's right.
They've got it all in there.
Yeah. Shock absorbing.
He's doing something good.
Well. Anyway,
ooh,
awkward silence.
Silent at the same time. Awkward silence. You know, when I stop talking, that's the cue for one of you two to jump in. You know,
man,
I can't do everything.
Well,
you can.
You do.
You can push buttons.
By the way, they're dealing with a bomb maker.
No.
So when they figure out Dennis Hopper's house is where it is.
Okay.
The smartness of this SWAT team is
too easy.
We're just going to bust right in the house. We're not going to consider that a bomb maker may have put a bomb somewhere on the house, a windowsill, door frame. No. And Harry's a bomb guy.
They were excited.
Wouldn't he check the whole house?
They got excited.
I got to say, Harry kind of deserved to get blown up.
Oh, so, that's not
nice. Sorry. If you're just going to bust in there like that and then you see the red dot and you go, oh, all right.
There.
So that's the way it went.
It's a good face.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I should have gone to Aspen.
Should have gone to Aspen.
I went the wrong way.
Should have stayed in Aspen. I
went the wrong way.
Should have went with the Hawaiian Tropic ladies.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
But I just don't
is
think.
Should have
went to Aspen.
Is a picture face. Of that face in that
I
moment.
Should have gone to Aspen.
I should have stayed in Aspen.
That's great. Actually, like we should have that. We just invented that. We should have that. The helmet, the whole look on the face. I should have gone to Aspen. Where's my extra gloves? I just find it interesting that a SWAT team dealing with a bomb maker just barrels into his house, not considering that he might have rigged a bomb up somewhere. Did they really think he was just sitting in the living room? Hey, guys, you found me.
Surprise.
So, it's always that bait and switch because they did it in the Line of Fire. They did it in Silence of the Lambs. They did it in this movie. It's kind of a 90s thing. Oh, we've got the house. And it's not the house.
No.
Wrong house. Always empty. Looks a little suspect, but we're just going to take 40 people in there and see what happens. So, So I like that Annie and Jack escaped at over 50 miles an hour. A little too easy. Like that.
What do you mean?
Board they're on just
magically gets wheels, spins around so they go
wheels for no reason.
I like how it spun around so they can go feet first into the cones.
Into the cones.
What?
Not going really fast.
Yeah. She did get a scrape on her leg though.
She did get a scrape.
Yeah, she did. She got a little owie.
Yeah,
a little bit. When the bus tips.
Yeah.
My kids point out you can see the rigging or whatever that's underneath that keeps it from.
They put everybody on the other side of the bus. It's fine. The physics hold up that if we all get to one side,
that's right.
We won't tip over.
I know.
So there were several turns. They're not maintaining 50 miles an hour.
They're no.
Like the one when they get off the off ramp and they hit 37 cars in a row.
Yeah, no.
They're not maintaining 50 miles an hour.
Or when they turn into the airport.
Yeah.
That's a direct 90 degree turn.
No. They're not getting in there.
You're not making a 50. No.
Yeah. And so, and the jump, I don't know.
Yeah. No.
That's
no.
Because the way it jumped, the angle didn't look right, and then it switched frames, and then it was going.
Yeah.
So I feel like they filmed the jump from different angles.
Well,
but the first jump, it looks like there's 2 2x4s on that thing, and they're just like, that's a ramp. Yeah. We'll just take that.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, and everyone on the bus seems a little too calm when he makes these horrible announcements. Hey, there's a bomb on the bus.
All right.
Okay. Oh, we're going to jump a 50-foot piece of freeway that's gone. Well, what do? Just sit in your chair. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on.
What's the character that the Ferris Bueller guy?
Ferris Bueller.
What's his name?
Ferris. Cameron.
Cameron.
Yeah.
What's the actor's name? Do you know?
Alan Ruck.
Alan, yeah, thank you. After the jump, he didn't even get tossed from his seat. I've ridden on a school bus.
Oh, yeah. You're going.
And you hit a pothole in a school bus. That's
really good.
And you're hitting the ceiling.
He's fine. I love when she
sits. They flew 50 feet.
Yeah, I love when she sits down and he just like, I'm in LA.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah.
Yes. I know. I don't want to be a tourist, but
did you read where the whole gum thing was improvised?
No.
By her. Right.
Can you believe it? Gum.
Yeah. Gum. I got
and,
a gum.
And then when I heard that, I remember watching that when we were kids and we'd laugh at that scene, just the way she's like, gum.
Gum.
Gum. We used to repeat that.
She says, I got gum.
Can you
gum.
Believe it? Gum.
You know, on my feet.
Can you believe it? all right. Well, we are ready to jump into our categories.
Sure.
Are you?
Sure.
That was a question. Discuss? You said that was a question.
I'm giving you guys an opportunity to say yay or nay. Right? Are you ready to jump into the movie?
I say yay. Two feet. Yay.
Yay.
Two feet.
Jump in.
All opposed.
All opposed. Nay. So normally at this point we would play our like a cut line.
Yeah.
Not a cut line, a categories.
Yeah. Categories song.
Song. But I'm looking at the board and I just don't see a categories song. I see a cut line song. So I think you omitted that button.
Should we just sing it?
It's on there.
We could sing it.
No, it's on there. Since I know it is.
Back of the box. No, don't do that.
No.
Time out.
We're just going to keep going.
Kip's coming in right now.
Coming over. He's got his new intern with him.
He's incorrect at this point.
As we continue to sit. Yeah.
So he thinks he knows the answer, folks. Kip, get out of here. So he says...
It says it's that one.
It's cut line, but we'll do it and see what happens.
Here we go.
So let's dig into our categories. I feel the need.
The need for categories.
Wow. It's my first time.
Supersonics.
That was hot. My first time on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos.
I didn't remix that one very well, so... All right. Well, we're going to jump into category one. What is category one, Kurt?
That would be our favorite quote.
Ooh. Who do you want us to lead off with that?
We're going to go with me.
Oh, nice.
Just because.
It's always about
you
me.
Give me. That's right. I don't want to, you know, he'll take it. So I'm going to go short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Ooh. I love it when Hopper goes, poor people are crazy, Jack. I'm eccentric.
Yes, they go. I like that. Poor people are crazy, Jack.
Well, that just makes me crazy because I'm poor. Hasn't gotten any better through the years.
That's a good one. What do you think, Rob?
I like that one.
That's your contribution?
Thank you.
I really like it. I do. I like that.
He's very complimentary today.
That's right. Because he's on drugs.
Because Michael, I'm going to.
He's still thinking about the side shaft. That's why. Very excited.
Oh, God. Now he can't speak because he's hacking. Can't make him laugh.
Every time. Yeah. All right.
Crap on a cracker.
Favorite quote there, Rob?
I'm going to segue. Ooh. Mine is the part of that quote prior to that.
Oh. Ooh, prior to.
He likes the speaky part.
Yes, yeah. I like short and sweet. No speaking.
It's also Howard. And he says, a bomb is made to explode. That's its meaning, its purpose. Your life is empty because you spend it trying to stop the bomb from becoming. And for who? For what? You know what a bomb is, Jack? That doesn't explode. It's a cheap gold watch, buddy.
Boom.
And then he goes, you know,
Wow.
Then Jack says, you're crazy. And then he does your quote.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
The funny part that you picked that yesterday when I was watching, I was like, this sounds like a Rob quote because it sounds very philosophical.
It does. So it was probably the best written line in the whole thing.
I thought he was going to come with that. Oh, in 200 years, we go from what can I give to my country to F you. I thought Rob would go that.
That's my second one, by the way. The one you just said.
Well, he changed because when he texted me, he said his favorite quote was
LAPD.
Anyway, that's what he told me originally. So my favorite quote goes to our friend Cameron Allen Ruck. They just quote him as Stevens. That's his name. He says, did you have any luck with the bomb? Keanu says, yeah, it didn't go off.
I like that.
I also liked, it was silly, and it gave me a little Dumb and Dumber feel too, but when he figures out Howard Payne is a cop, you know, he's in the police station, goes, that's our scumbag.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
I like when
Jack's numbering nine.
I like when Jack's on the phone going back and forth and he goes, fuck me. And Stevens goes, oh darn.
Oh darn.
Yeah. Or speaking
kids like that,
we're dropping our true F-bombs here. Sorry. I like when Howard Payne's in the elevator. He goes, don't fuck with daddy. Yeah. And then he hits the button.
The other one I like
is mystery guest, will you please sign in, is pretty good too.
The very beginning when they're everybody's getting on the elevator and the guy pushes the button. He goes,
way to go.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Thanks for pushing that.
Yeah. What button did you push?
And then later, he goes, what button did you push? Jesus, Bob, what button did you push?
I like when Howard goes, Jack, tell me you haven't been shooting the passengers.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was customary for the police to shoot the bad guys.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with the, I dropped this stick and they pick your friend up with a sponge. That was pretty good. You said the car ain't stolen part. I like that one too. So man sure has a hard on for this bus.
Oh, I like that one. I thought that was funny. Yeah. Was
that I think that was Ortiz, right?
Ortiz, another good one. You're not too bright, man, but you got some big round Gary Cojones. That's very gross, Ortiz. Well, can't even take a compliment.
Alan Ruck again, he goes, it's okay. If you need to, you go right ahead and vomit. And he delivers it with that energy. Yeah. It's perfect.
I like where Jack gets back on the bus after doing the whole crawling underneath it or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's
and perfect. She says,
the gas.
What is the smell? And Jack says, it's gas.
It's gas.
We're leaking gas? We are now. What, you thought we needed another challenge or something?
That was pretty good. So she's quite witty.
Yeah.
Right? So
she's so calm.
That's why she's a wildcat.
That's right.
Yeah, she drives that bus like a Pinto.
That's right. That's just a big Pinto.
Big Pinto.
Which is funny, the wildcat. He asked her, do you go to the University of Arizona? She says yes. Yeah. Why is she in L.A. then?
Well, come on. You graduated. You moved out. Maybe she's trying to be an actress or something.
Yeah, but it said, do you go? And she said yes. He said, do you go?
Oh.
So maybe she's out for the summer?
Spring break. That's what I was thinking. I was like, but she seemed like she was going to work.
She's taking online classes.
No. Yeah.
Internship.
Summer. Internship.
Internship.
Yeah. But it wasn't online back in the day. What was that called? No.
It was called
correspondence course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So I think she's on an internship or spring break.
Spring break.
Oh, yeah.
Spring break.
She's a partier.
Spring break in L.A.
She's a wildcat.
She's going to go hit the rainbow room. Wildcat rawr, right? Is that okay? That's the right rawr.
He just rawr.
All right, Rob. That takes us to our second category, Rob, which is what?
It's called worst, parenthetical, dumbest.
I like it.
Quote.
Yes.
Got to have the parentheticals.
Since you did that part, go ahead and lead us off.
Don't get dead.
Don't get dead.
Oh, that was mine. That's a good one. That was mine.
Together again.
That's right.
Don't get dead.
Don't get dead. I've got Alan Ruck again. So he has some of the dumb stuff. So we're at the airport. Ortiz says, so I already seen the airport.
I thought that was great.
No,
that's but I've already seen the airport.
Really stupid. I like the other one where at the beginning with the elevator and it drops and he goes, they should have hit the ground by now.
Oh, yeah.
Usually they hit the ground by now.
The other one that I thought was just a little too, it was corny and it was a little too dramatic and over the top is when he goes, Harry, there's enough C4 on this thing to put a hole in the world.
Yes. You got to sell it.
Not in the bus, not in the road,
in the world.
Not in the town, in the world.
That is correct. So no one's going to mention the I'm smarter than you decapitation.
Well, I'm taller.
I'm taller.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was pretty
I like the where's Payne. He lost his head.
He lost his head.
Oh, that was the
head.
Next one I had. Yeah. I like how you referred to that Ortiz as Gigantor.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty
good. Like when Keanu's making out with her, he goes, whatever you say, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little creepy. Yeah. It's a little creepy. I don't think I like it.
So. Yeah. You already mentioned it. I thought it was kind of a dumb quote when he said, don't fuck with daddy.
Oh, I like that.
I thought that was kind of dumb. But,
fuck with daddy. And the way he says it, it's a little creepy. So everything music, movies, daddy's got to pop up all the time.
I know it
too
does.
Much daddy.
Too much daddy.
Too much daddy.
Too much daddy.
All right.
You have daddy issues.
Let's get rid of the daddy and get back to the boobs. That's what I would say. That's like
we said we weren't like going to bring it back up.
No, you said that.
There were no
promises.
There were no boobs in this one.
There wasn't. No. There was a quick booty shot when they're lifting the lady
elevator.
If I was going to
one of the most paused moments in 94.
94. It would have been a 10 out of 10, but because of the lack of top heaviness, I give it a 9.5.
Yeah.
Could have been like she got too hot and been like, this bus is just too hot.
Can you imagine if Helen, like, gave us a little side boob?
Hey, guys. What about the rest of us?
The boob comes out.
It's her negotiation to get off the bus. The other detectives.
Maybe that's what she did. That's how she got off the bus. They're like, yeah, come on, show us some more. She's like, woo.
That's why he blew the door up, because he couldn't see it. And then they're like,
he's like, oh, man.
When he rewound it later, he was like, oh.
Dang it.
Damn, I love Helen.
Man, I got it. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well,
she got off the bus.
She did get off the bus. Her goal was achieved. That's all you can say about that. All right. Well, category three, favorite action scene. I'm going to start off. It's totally ridiculous, but pretty awesome. And that's when he tries to defuse the bomb underneath the bus on that little car thing. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But I like that it fits perfectly under the bus. And with the width of his body, the exact distance needed in width to get him right
under
there.
They had it over at LAPD for this exact.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
just in case.
And the wheels were like especially made for high speed.
Yeah, they're going 50 miles an hour. Yeah. They're this big. They're like tricycle-sized wheels.
They're like go-kart wheels.
And they keep just the right speed so he never moves from where he's at.
That's right.
And because Annie doesn't know if she slows down or speeds up at all.
She's an excellent driver.
She is. Really good.
Yeah.
And Ortiz is not helping. Get back behind the line. That's what she's trying
to get behind. And then you got the ex-con. He's spotting in the back.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's see if he gets spotted.
I didn't see him come out.
I didn't see him come out. good. Well, because she's got a lot of, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, she would have drove me nuts.
Yeah.
She's too. No.
Well, what do you got? Drive me nuts with your choice.
My favorite action scene was Harry's death scene.
Oh, okay.
I think that I thought for in this movie that was the
settle in, folks.
That was the most pivotal. I thought that was the.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. He didn't make it
because I remember in 94 that being like shocking.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It wasn't very often that you saw a movie where they killed off
one of the popular people.
It wasn't. It wasn't common. And so I clearly remember that being like, oh, they really did it. They knocked off one of, because Harry's going to make it.
Okay.
I mean, in you're watching this movie and it almost becomes a buddy flick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make it. And
it was his own fault.
And they killed off Harry, you know, and you're like, what?
Well, if Harry had been better at his job, he wouldn't be dead.
It's kind of like with the baby carriage
that's
scene.
That's how it's gone back.
My kids were watching it. My youngest, she's sitting on the floor and she's watching it. And she audibly gasped when she hits that baby carriage. And I knew it was coming. So she had an emotional reaction to it. And I think I remember it being that way watching it the first time.
I just want to see a baby. Bink, bink, bink.
Give it to Quentin Tarantino. He's putting
a baby in there. Quentin had a baby in there. Twins, Basil. They're in twins. Yeah.
But online, I read somebody said it was a gun. It was a gut punch.
Okay.
And I just thought that was.
All right. What do you got, Kurt?
I went with when Jack first jumps on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
But I did it because the Jaguar owner, Glenn Plummer, I think he's hilarious.
No,
in case you don't know who Glenn Plummer is, he's also in Showgirls.
Yes. Oh. He's the one who teaches Noni to dance.
That's right. But I just found everything.
What else was he in?
Showgirls.
I don't know.
You just need to be in Showgirls.
Apparently, he was in Showgirls 2. Did not know there was a Showgirls 2 until I looked him up.
Was there boobies in that?
I didn't see it.
I'm just kidding.
Showgirls?
No. Yes.
Well, when we cover that, we'll cover the amount of.
It was Showgirls 2, Showboys. I don't know.
Showboys.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Just a bit of a helicopter.
Too long. Yeah, helicopter.
Just a bit of sideways shaft. I don't know.
Boy.
Sideways shaft.
But I found him funny. I counted yesterday in the 5 minutes that he was on screen, he said shit 16 times.
I like it.
Because he kept going, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit.
That's right, he does.
Or when he goes, I need to get on that bus. He goes, yeah, get on the bus.
Yeah.
Get on the bus. He goes, take your phone. Yeah, take the phone.
Yeah, he didn't care. He started out like appalled, then he goes, you're a good driver.
That's a good move, man.
It's great. He adapted fast. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, category four, most impossible moment.
What?
No. There's no impossible moments here, but Kurt, what do you got?
I went with the beginning where they run up 32 flights of stairs. They're not out of breath. No. They're not sweating at all.
Keanu chases buses, runs up flights. That dude is in top physical condition.
But
and he's
Harry was
he's LAPD.
Oh.
LAPD!
That's what gets you in top physical condition. Okay.
But Harry, not so much.
I think Harry keeps up. Keanu challenges him. He wants to keep up with the young buck.
But not even sweating in the full garb. No. It was a bit ridiculous.
They practice this stuff. All right.
Maybe they.
I'll give you a little bit of that.
So. That's good.
Mine's the jumping the bus.
That's what I have.
It's a little impossible to me, but
I didn't want to be too obvious
I'm just going to be obvious. Jeez. I mean, there's a couple others you could pick out too, but I think the subway gently coming out into the street and just coming to rest is a little rough. But the jumping to the bus, 50 feet, it was going a little sideways. There's all kinds of problems going on here. And then they stopped driving it. And my favorite part is when they're speeding up, her right foot's up on the dash. Who's pushing the gas pedal? Yep. Like, how is the bus going forward?
Cruise control.
Her left leg is over. You can see to the side. Her right leg is on the dash. And me and Connor and I both are like, how is she pushing the gas pedal? Is Keanu got his leg in there? Yes. I don't know what's
going
on. He's
making sure it's happening.
Well, and then at the end, let's not steer. Let's not do anything. Let's just hope. Yeah. And then we land perfectly on our wheels. No problem.
Well.
Bomb doesn't explode as it crashes down on it.
Nothing. Didn't even slow down. No problems.
Perfect. I read it said the bus was started from a mile back.
Yes.
It accelerated toward the ramp. By the time it hit the ramp, it had reached a speed of 61 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. It traveled 109 feet, and its front wheels reached an altitude of 20 feet off the ground, which was higher than anyone had anticipated. Because of this, the cameras were off. It actually ruined some cameras, and it goes out of frame because they weren't expecting it to go so high.
Look, they could make the jump with the bus. It's the survivability the other side of A, the bus, B, the passengers on the bus. She's not wearing a seatbelt. She didn't go through the windshield. I mean, nothing bad happened.
The first one I was going to pick, and I went with the bus because even as our kids were watching it, they all went, oh my gosh, because it even lands wrong.
It does a giant wheelie right off the ramp.
He started ramping up, and Connor goes, if he jumps and makes it, he goes, I'm leaving the room. He didn't leave the room, but he threatened us. He's like, there's no way.
No.
This was originally going to be.
All just laughed. That was so funny.
This was originally going to be my choice. I even went so far as I went back to a Mythbusters episode.
Yeah, they did a whole episode about it.
And rewatched it of the bus jump.
Then they had a two-parter.
The other part was where the turn and everyone going over to one side.
Yeah.
It did not make it.
We celebrate our threesomes on this episode. We could have had it. You had the jump. No. We could have been together.
Sometimes I just don't want to be a part.
Some of us.
I don't want to be the middle spoon.
We don't get together all the time, so it's nice when the three of us can create man heat. All right.
And we don't get sweaty either.
You asked for that before we started. You said, Dave, can you work man heat into the episode? I said, yes, Rob, I will figure it out. I did not
say that.
So,
for the record, everybody.
For the record. Fans don't know is before each episode, you give me, it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse, you give me a magic word, and you're like, see if you can work that into the show. That's how oral magic was born.
That's how the plums came about.
Rob gives me these, and then he dares me somewhere to
New York boobs. Yep.
And I find a way to plug it in every time.
He does it.
I do it
every time. The other one that I wanted to expand on a little bit was the opening when Harry and Jack make their appearance.
Yeah.
The car that they jump.
Yeah.
They demolish that thing.
No, it's fine.
Watch that jump again.
It's fine.
It's fine.
If the bus
it's the
jumps
worst
the car,
thing.
No, you're good.
They jump it 40 feet in the air and it comes straight down and they just all get out like nothing's wrong. I was like, my gosh.
I think you're reading too much.
Anyway.
All right. So we got bus jumps and we've got, what did you have?
Oh, we had the 32 flights of stairs with no,
that's
not
really
winded
good.
Or
really bothered
sweaty.
About the stairs. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I hate stairs.
I go
to the district office. I go two flights at the district office. I'm like, crap, I'm out of shape.
And you're sweating, but not Jack.
No.
And he's tearing that gum up.
He's going to town on that gum. He does.
This isn't right. This isn't right, Harry.
Call it gut feeling.
He's going to blow it anyway. All right. Takes category 5, favorite actor / character in the movie. Rob, hit us.
I like Harry.
You going with Harry. Nice.
I like Harry. Harry's my guy.
Harry is your guy.
Yeah. I think he's.
I can see you two together.
Yeah. I think he's the glue. He's the glue of this movie. Keeps it together.
All right. You know. What do you got,
Once Kurt? We lost Harry, it took a different turn.
It did not. It was fine. And it was Harry's fault.
I am critical of Harry's decision making.
Yes,
I think he should have
not as good a cop.
He should have sent in the drone or sent in the robot or whatever,
and also
sweep the house. Or
he's injured, so send other cops in.
That's right. Take your pension. Get out.
Connor mentioned he hopped through that window pretty easy when he was limping in the scene before that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, but I miss Harry.
I do.
Yeah. I miss Harry.
Yeah. Right. Should have gone to Aspen.
I can see that image.
What do you got, Kurt?
People wouldn't get that.
No, everybody gets it.
Like, there, you would know who your people are.
Yes, you do.
If you walked in a room wearing that shirt, and people would go,
someone laughed.
Ah,
it's good.
Like, high that's five.
Good. That person's high getting five. A high five.
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe a good game.
Whoa. And no.
And a little, ooh.
Hello. Hello,
how's your father? Yeah.
No, that's the front.
Yeah. All right, what do you got, Kurt?
I went with Mr. Howard Payne.
Ooh,
Dennis Hopper.
You like
the Hopper. You
went
like
the
Hopper.
You went with the
the
antagonist.
Yes,
did. The antagonist. Yeah. I went with the MTV Video Movie Award, or not video, but just Air. Movie Award for Best Villain.
Best Villain. Okay. Yeah.
Deservingly. He was a good one at the time.
And
he,
then I was looking up from MovieWeb.com. He was the 10th best action movie villain for that year.
Ooh.
But 10, you might like, well, 10, that's not good. Here's the movie villains of that year.
They're going to be good.
Yeah. The T-1000.
Yeah.
Agent Smith from The Matrix. Darth Maul.
Okay.
Oh, it's of the 90s. No, sorry. Of the 90s. All 90s, not just 94.
Question your 94-ness. Yeah. Right.
The T-1000 was 1. Agent Smith was 2. Darth Maul was 3.
Oh. Darth Maul, good.
Neil McCauley,
more
Mr. Robert De Niro in Heat.
Very good.
Oh.
And here, you guys are going to love this one, Mr. Caster Troy.
Oh, I love it.
And then Norman Stansfield with Gary Oldman in Leon the Professional.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie.
You guys, I don't know if you like this one so much, but the Penguin, Danny DeVito.
Is it for all the nose biting?
Yes.
What's his name? Oswald or Oscar Cobblepot?
Oswald. And then we've got Ivan Korshunov. Oh, I don't know. Gary Oldman, Air Force One.
Oh, good one.
And then you'll like this one again, Cyrus the Virus.
Wow.
Twice.
And then Mr. Howard Payne. So I thought that's a good company to be.
Yeah.
That is. That's a good list.
Yeah, those are really good.
Although you're talking about the 90s and Hannibal Lecter not being on that list is rough, right?
I know.
How did that happen?
Because
that's number one, I would think.
I'm sorry, but MovieWeb says no.
I know. Yeah. They might be wrong there. All right. Sidetrack for a second. My favorite is Jack Traven. It's Keanu. He's chasing down buses. He's jumping on elevators. He's getting coffee. I mean, he does everything in this movie.
In fact, he sounds like a robot sometimes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. All the time. He sounds like a robot anytime he talks.
Well, even in the elevator when they're having that dialogue back and forth, and he goes, "Tell me again why I did this." And he goes, "Because you gotta go watch." And he goes, "Cool."
He said, "No, the cool is good. I like that part." He goes, "Cool."
Yeah.
I mean, just the no effort cool is the best, right? Yeah. It's kind of like, you know what Jack Traven is. He changed his name. This is Ted Theodore Logan. He actually did end up at military school.
That's right.
And then his dad said, you know what? You're going into the police force like I did.
Yeah.
And this is what he's doing. He's trying to impress his dad. So this is Theodore Logan trying to be a little more serious. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Right? So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with that.
We'll go.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think that fits perfect.
And the multiverse.
All right. Category 6, worst actor or actress.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Hit my button for me.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't really think it was so sad for her to die, though. First I mean, my feeling watching it was, oh, thank God, that whiner is gone. You know, what about the rest of us? What about the rest of us? You know, she was so scared. But I guess I felt sort of sorry for her, you know, in the moment. Like, you know, come on. It's pretty dangerous, pretty scary. But when I went to the premiere, I was glad she was gone.
So the actress was glad she was gone.
So that was an interview with the actress. Her name is Beth Grant.
Ooh, nice.
And that was the boys over at the AV Club.
Oh,
we've mentioned them before.
Man,
I don't know if we should partner with them or something.
The budget that middle school has is great.
Yes, I know.
It's way better than ours.
Those kids are kicking our ass.
Jeez.
But yeah,
they're better than Kip. I know that.
Yeah,
sorry, Kip.
I can remember 94 when I said that lady was annoying.
Yeah, she was.
And she blew the stairs out of stupid bus. Like, you heard the rules.
She knew the
rules. Sit down. I can't be on the bus.
I will say, Keanu wasn't super clear about the rules to all the passengers.
I think Helen had a drinking problem and she lost her driver's license. All that's why she's got to ride city
that's
bus.
She's that's on the bus. That's not what she said. She said, I don't have to deal with traffic.
Well, people that are
because she kept hitting cars because she would drunk.
I think you're
they're
just
not
going to
tell the truth.
Inventing addictions that don't happen.
Well,
all right.
Talk to Kip about it.
What do you got, Kurt?
He knows what.
I went with Lieutenant Herb Mac McMahon.
I did like him.
The boss? The one that says everyone's fired?
He's a party animal, man.
I love that guy.
He walks into that bar and he just woo and everyone parties on.
I thought he's
love him.
He overdid every one of his lines. He's screaming everything except for the only time when he's driving on the back of a truck on a freeway.
Yeah.
And then he starts just gently talking back and forth.
He doesn't want the rest of the passengers to get scared. They can't. He's got to be quiet.
There's no way Jack is hearing him from the bus.
Oh, Jack hears just everything.
They've got earpieces.
Can't do it. Can't do it. He'll blow the bus. Yeah. Jack knows.
Oh, nope.
Plus,
I really like
SWAT
that.
SWAT team taught to read lips.
He goes,
plus, he said, don't die.
Well, is it? They're having that dialogue back and forth on the trailer. And he goes, he's standing on the stairs and Max on the trailer. And he goes, he'll see us. And he does this two-hand point.
Yeah.
Or two-finger point to the helicopter. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Dramatic.
Very dramatic. Yeah.
Keanu is nothing if not dramatic.
That's right.
It's great. No,
I thought my favorite scene for Mac is when he entered the bar there after.
Oh, he's good.
It was party time. He had his girls behind him, had his wife on one arm.
Oh, yeah.
And even the angle was like kind of up towards him, like, let's get this party started.
Oh, he's cheating on his wife left and right.
Oh, yeah. He's a hound dog, man.
Yeah, he's like that. I can see him and Keanu. They walk into the club. Just ladies come running. Oh, yeah. That's all they do. So, yeah. My worst actor or actress, single tier.
Single tier.
It's Alan Ruck, Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
He's the worst.
Horrible. All right.
Yeah,
His lines are bad. He delivers them bad.
Why do you think he took it?
Oh, darn. What else was he doing?
He's a fairly respected actor.
I think you're multiverse. I think this is Cameron. He's just out, you know.
Oh, that's true.
He's out from Illinois.
Because he is kind of meek, you know. He's out. He's broken away from daddy.
Ferris wouldn't go with him, so he's just by himself.
Since high school and college.
Ferris is in his mind.
It's in his mind. So he's
broken free.
He's been doing some mundane office jobs, so he wanted to get out of town for a while, comes out to L.A.
Got away from daddy's money.
That's right. Yeah.
He's trying to get nervous.
And originally, he may not even be talking to Andy. He might be talking to Ferris. He might think he's sitting next to him in that chair, and Andy just assumed he was talking to her.
Dude.
So, I don't know.
I think you're honest. Maybe.
So
I think it's true.
I think I made all that up right now.
Yeah.
But it works. It does. Plug it in.
I think it works.
Plug and play.
He's talking to Ferris because he thinks Ferris is there. And then Annie's like, I got gum. That's why when he looks, he's like,
what? I wasn't talking to you.
Who are you? Well, I don't care about your gum. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that takes us to category 7, which I put in here for you guys.
I know. You gave it to us ahead of time.
Yes.
Recast. If you're going to recast anybody, Reeves, Bullock, or Hopper, who would you recast and who would you put in instead?
Oh,
ooh. Kurt.
I actually did a recast for all three.
Holy crap.
You did all three?
I did all three. Because last time.
I did all four.
Oh, you went with Harry, too.
I did Jack, Howard, Harry, Annie.
Well, I followed.
Let's let him go first.
All right.
Okay. I went with Hopper. Well, last time it said pick one, and you guys did all three, and then I was the loser that only did one.
Yeah.
So this time I was like, I better do three.
I will not be left behind.
You go do four. Yeah. Okay. So I went with the Hopper sub. I went with Willem Dafoe.
Ooh, interesting.
Just because I think he can do the crazy.
Yeah, he can do it.
So, and then for Jack, I went with Michael B. Jordan.
I looked at him.
Ooh, you're doing a cross thing. I got you. I was trying to stay in the time frame.
So I got you, though. Who do you have? I did the same thing he did.
Perfect.
And then who'd you do for Hopper? Sorry, recast.
Hopper, I did Willem Dafoe.
Dafoe, okay. Yep.
He's writing this down, folks, just so you know.
And then Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
And then for Bullocks, I went with Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Just because I like her Hulu show, Only Murderers in the Building.
I do. Our family
and so I think she could do the Sandra Bullock kind of the quick-witted type person going back and forth.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha.
Good, good.
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay, so for Jack, I went Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, you went
Hulky.
Big thick Hulky. Guy.
Yeah, I could see him. I'm just trying to imagine it. I can see him.
Thor
holding
on a bus.
Holding her.
Let's do Thor on a bus.
With his
Thor on a
big,
bus.
Big muscles.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Sad he doesn't have a hammer.
No.
Yeah. Funny story about that. Oh, we were walking in the...
about the hammer?
The hammer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
About the hammer.
Yeah. They call it the hammer.
They call you the hammer.
They call me the hammer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Please, hammer, don't hurt us.
We were in the mall, and there was a picture of Chris Hemsworth in the men's cologne section.
I like it.
And I put my face next to it.
If there's a cologne named Hammer at the end of the story, I'm not going to be able to.
And I said, hey, kids, do you see the resemblance?
Yeah.
And they thought it was really funny. They take a picture. So I post it, and I find Chris Hemsworth's official Facebook page. Ooh. And I post the picture. I said, hey, Chris, we could be brothers. He has not written me.
He has not responded.
We're still waiting.
He has not responded.
If he responds, maybe we can get him on the show.
He's a busy
guy. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Anyway, I went with, for Jack, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, nice.
For, for Howard, I went with Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
You know who he is? Mm-hmm.
I do. And
Paul Blart, Ant-Man. Yeah. And then for Annie, I went with Zendaya.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
And I thought about Zendaya, and then I was like, no, I'm not good.
And then I did with Harry, I said Zac Efron.
Oh.
Kind of the comedy with relief.
With the weird jaw now?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Kind of the comedy relief side of,
anyway. See, if I'm going relevant, I would have gone Seth Rogen. Because then when he walks in that red light, he goes, right before he blows
boom.
Up. Yeah. So, well, I stayed 90s relative or 90s relevant. Yeah,
my mind doesn't go back that
so, far. So for pain, I had, you said Robert De Niro earlier. I didn't know who he was, but I put him in here. Yeah. But I want that Cape Fear Robert De Niro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the weird one, you know, where he's like, hey, youngin', or the little
what,
I don't know.
What does he say? Yeah, he has a saying he says in that movie. Yeah.
And then we used to say it all the time. I thought another option could be Joe Pesci.
Come out.
Take anyone off that effing bus?
I had Joe Pesci right here.
Pesci could have been good.
I also had, if you wanted somebody taller, I went with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. But my ultimate hopper is Pacino right here. So if we get Heat Pacino on this thing, ooh, what do you got here? He goes, there's a bomb. On a bus.
I knew this was going to come up. He's been practicing all week in his car on the way to work.
Once the bus goes over 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, poof, it blows up.
Sayonara.
What do you do?
That's
it, right? You're not taking my TV. All right.
I thought we were going to get Mark Wahlberg again for Jack.
Mark, I don't think he's good, but I think Arnold would be a good Jack, right?
Oh, no.
How would that go? Shoot him now.
Shoot the hostage. Just shoot him.
So shut up, Harry. Just shoot the hostage.
So dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, LAPD. all right. I have an extra category because I know you love extra categories. This should be easy for you guys this week. If you could make an alternate title instead of speed, what would it be?
Minimum speed.
Not minimum speed. Minimum
speed.
And not Die Hard on a Bus.
Die Hard
not
on a Bus. Die Hard on a Bus. Very obvious. I got a couple. How about Rush Hour Roulette? Ooh. It's not bad, right? Fast Lane Frenzy. Does that get you excited? I don't know. Yep. Adrenaline Express. Oh. No, you don't see that poster?
Just call it Diamond Lane.
Driving Miss Crazy.
I like that. That's
good. And High Speed Hijack. Because Jack Traven.
I think you should leave the movie naming to the professionals.
Yeah, to the professionals.
I should send those in.
You should.
Maybe they'll redo a cover. Maybe they'll redo your back of the box situation.
I think Rob's going to get a call back from Hemsworth before you do.
Yeah. Well, now what we're going to do is, as I mentioned earlier, my 17-year-old son, Connor, he watched the movie with me. He'd never seen it before. Don't make so much noise into the microphone. Sorry. He'd never seen it before, so he's got a pure, what kind of word am I looking for here?
Unedited?
Unedited. I don't think I'd like that. He has an unbiased opinion of the movie. He's never seen it before. This is a first time, and he wrote us a review. So we're going to go down to what we've deemed Connor's Corner. Yes. And this week, Rob's going to read his entry for us to see what did he think of Speed.
And we have not read this.
We have not.
We have not practiced.
He literally looked at it.
He ripped this out of his notebook at school.
That's correct. And Kip's holding it. He ran it in here. And Rob's going to read it.
It has been pulled out of his loose leaf. There's still little pieces left.
That's right.
It looks like every high school kid's assignment.
Yes, it's good.
It was folded up and put in his pocket.
Yes. And now it's in your hands.
Yes. So well done, Connor. Yes. Okay. You get an A.
A plus.
All right. It says Connor's Corner. Yep. Speed. Going into this movie, I had very little expectations. Keanu Reeves isn't my favorite actor. And this was a title I'd never heard of until a week ago. However, to my surprise, the movie wasn't entirely awful. Watching young police officer Jack Traven elusively outwit former bomb squad officer Howard Payne to prevent the casualties of many trapped on a high-speed bus is certainly enough to get you on the edge of your seat. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of...
It's like a real review.
He changed his mind.
And he's trying to figure out what he originally wrote.
He scribbled some stuff out. I'm curious to know.
Can you get through this review?
All right, no. Okay, skip down to... However, this film possesses many flaws that prevent this movie from being anything more than good. Oh. Mm. I don't like where this is going.
No.
Oh, more scribbly scribblies. A few key things to note are, colon, the protagonist's voice quickly becomes unbearable to listen to. The antagonist has a poorly written motive. The bus seemingly has magic powers to deny all laws of physics, and the ending is so rushed you can barely call it one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Overall, this movie isn't great. But isn't bad.
What a stance.
Yes. More scribblies.
Yes.
I would recommend that you bear with it and watch the movie once to see if you personally like it. But I wouldn't rewatch this more than once a year. Parentheticals, if that even. In my opinion, this movie deserves a 5.5 out of 10 for being meh.
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 Whoa. Oh,
very mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side note.
Oh.
If you mentioned favorite characters, mine is Sandra Bullock's character.
I bet.
Annie Porter.
Yeah.
In my opinion, she's the only one that keeps the situation joyful, no matter the situation. She's also funny, smart, attractive, lightens the mood, and is also a master bus driver.
Oh, yeah.
Without her, I don't think the movie would be anywhere near good.
Nice.
Well, well written.
That's more informative than the three of us have put together here today, I think. So,
wow.
Nice piggyback off of his 5 out of 5.5.
Plus.
Piggying back his 5.5 out of 10, what's our final judgment, Rob?
Oh, out of 10?
Final judgment of speed. You can use out of 10. You can give it an A+.
I give it a 10 out of 10.
No, wow.
I like this movie.
10 out of 10. That's a
goodness.
That seems high.
I like it.
It's good. I don't know if it's 10 out of 10.
I'm going to go 8.
You're going to 8? I like it.
On the scale of Die Hard, it's an 8.
Okay.
Okay. I see what you're doing there. If you're using Die Hard as the...
As my pinnacle.
Yeah. Yeah, 8, 8.5, 9.
I'm just going to say it's an enjoyable movie. Good rewatch. I don't have to watch it all the time, but if it pops up...
Dun, 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 dun. So good.
So, and if it doesn't do anything, it inspires me to want to be a part of...
LAPD!
LAPD. I love it. So... All right. Well, thanks to Connor's judgment.
Over anybody that thank I
you,
want.
Connor. You know, you have Connor's judgment for the most part. Right. We're all on board with speed, but we have a little more of a nostalgic feel to it.
True.
He does. You've got a little fatherly connection for the Dolby surround sound. So that's good.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. So, well, that covers probably everything you would ever need to know about speed, short of watching it. You guys got anything else?
I do.
I don't.
Oh, you don't. That's amazing. So, well, if you'd like to contact Rob and I. And Kurt, why not? Let's throw him in there, which we always look forward to. You can find us on all the social media. You know where they're at. It's the Facebook. It's the Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it these days. It's Instagram, TikTok. We do it all. We are a very evolutionized team here, and we're everywhere on the interwebs. Is that right, Rob?
We are on the interwebs.
We're on the interwebs. Yeah. We're all over the place.
We're all tech savvy over here.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You can also find us at our website, totally80s90srecall@podbean.com. And finally, feel free to email us at 80s90srecall@gmail.com, where you can ask questions about current or previous episodes, suggest future show ideas, or simply say hello. We do read your emails.
All the time.
Yeah. We look forward to hearing from all of our loyal listeners throughout the land.
We do.
The land. Yeah. That's right. And finally, if you enjoy the show, take a quick moment to give us 5 stars and write us a review. It goes a long way to grow the show. Also, we do have a merchandise store you can access through the show notes or on our website where you can find t-shirts and other stuff. They're just for fun to give you a chance to show off what a big fan you are, ooh, whether it's oral magic.
I like it.
Or, in fact, if you're a Robster like David.
I am a Robster today.
Wow.
And stay tuned as we might have a much needed Movie Hound shirt. What? As well.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the first time I'm reading this.
Our design team on that.
The day you're walking around like Disneyland and someone walks by the Movie Hound t-shirt, I would just tackle that person right in the middle, right on the freaking main street, just tackle them, and I'd be like, come on, we're taking a photo. We're heading to the castle. Let's go.
And they're like, no, you're going to jail. You tackled me.
That's right.
Get over it. Look, you're going to get knocked down to Disneyland. Just let's get past
That's
this.
That's right.
You have
it's all part of the experience.
As long as we keep the baby carriage above 50 miles per hour in Disneyland, we'll be fine.
That's right.
Rob, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I have a quote from our lead actor, Keanu Reeves.
Love
he says, whoa. Yeah. How do people relate to movies now when they're not on when they're on portable devices or streaming them? It's not as much about going to the movies. That experience has changed. And I thought this movie is a
movie theater movie.
Is a from a time where going to the theater it was part of the experience. And I do think that has changed now.
It is.
You know, a lot of people don't go.
I hate experience going to the theater.
Of the smell the sound.
The smell's not as much is what I like, but the other parts I'm with. Yeah. All right. So I don't know. You and smells. Something interesting there. So,
Interesting. He likes smells.
He likes smells. Well, we're glad you boarded the bus with us this week as we took a look back at the Academy Award winning action thriller Speed. We'd like to thank all of our listeners, whether first timers or subscribers, for hanging out with Rob, Kurt, and I. Hopefully we gave you an hour or so of some laughs, great memories, nostalgia, all the good stuff. And don't forget, tune in for all new episodes of Totally 80s and 90s Recall every Tuesday. We're always here.
We are.
Yeah.
Always.
We have nowhere else to go.
I'm not always here, but you guys are.
Yeah.
The movie boys are always
here. We do have other things.
The movie boys
do.
Are always on the case. But I do like his other thing he said. The movie boys, and then for other episodes, were the music men.
The music men.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. That's all good. Right. It folds right in nicely with the man heat.
Does. The man heat. The man heat. Yes.
Anyway.
It didn't sound as good when he did it.
No, nope. It didn't. Yeah, it didn't. I think it's because of the cold.
I immediately regretted that decision.
Yeah, okay. As you should.
Anyway, so what are we doing next time?
We're going to celebrate Women's History Month.
Of course.
We're progressive music men.
Mm,
so we're going to cover our favorite 90s female artists / bands.
Okay.
Only rules I'm giving you, Rob, are they have to be female driven. Okay. Right? So a band or a singular artist, however you want to put that together, has to be in the 90s.
Okay.
And other than that, I'm going to let you run around and see what happens.
Oh.
So
that feels a little loose.
It does.
Sounds like someone's coming in from 89.
I left it loose on purpose for you.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh,
all right. Well, we got anything else?
I got nothing else.
Fancy goodbye?
I have no fancy goodbyes.
No fancy goodbyes. And you know what else I don't have? The song to leave. Out.
So. There you go. Perfect. Oh, goodness. See, the buttons aren't so easy, are they?
Objects are harder than they appear.
That's right.